Welcome to the Manager's Desk. I'm Mike Cornell, and welcome to the month of November. Here are some interesting information about November as found on the website dictionary.com. And of course, every November, it's time to begin preparation for the winter months, whether that means pulling out your winter coat, adding another blanket to your bed, or searching for the perfect pumpkin pie recipe. November holds some of the most important times of the year. Elections in the U.S., Daylight Savings Time, Veterans Day observed on November 11th, honoring veterans and those who have served in the armed forces. There's Thanksgiving Day, Black Friday. Okay, some of those aren't that important, but there is a lot going on during the month of November, including our concert with Triumphant Quartet November 17th, and the music of Christmas will begin to work its way into our playlist starting on the 24th. The name November follows the same pattern as the months before it, September and October, which take their names from their original numerical position in the calendar year. So what does November mean? Well, November derives from the Latin root novem, meaning nine, because in the Roman calendar, there were only 10 months in the year, and November was indeed the ninth month. And the burr part needs no explanation, not for those of us who live in the north. Burr. Well, I made that part up, but it's certainly true. I also learned that the old Roman calendar did not include the months of January and February. I wouldn't mind skipping those 2 months and get right back to March and the springtime weather. How about you? Well, several events were mentioned as happening in November that you need to pay attention to. This coming Sunday, 2 a.m. to be specific, daylight savings time comes to an end, so be sure to turn your clocks back 1 hour before you retire for the night on Saturday. Election Day is on the 7th this year, and it's important to cast your vote. And you'll want to get your tickets for the Triumphant Quartet concert coming up Friday the 17th. You can order them online at wrvm.org or by calling us during office hours, 920-842-2900. Well, every day should be a day of giving thanks, as the Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Thessalonians 5:18, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Our mailing address, WRVM, Box 212, Searing, Wisconsin, 54174. Visit us online, wrvm.org. For the Manager's Desk, I'm Mike Cornell.